Bruce and Maggie here live in Marley, 625. Today's hottest music is on Power 92. Up in the purple and orange power plane is Mark Jeffrey.
Of course, we'll be skyriding suns. Big across the sky later on. Anyway, heavy traffic inbound Superstition Freeway. In a concentrated area, Alma School, Dobson, that zone. Once you get over towards Price, you're on your way. Report of a car fire, 35th Avenue and Cactus. We're on our way to have a look and maybe dump my big up on it if necessary. The top of the Squaw Peak Parkway is already getting slow. Shea, westbound 33rd Street. Hey, start your day with a break from McDonald's. McDonald's Classic Egg and Muffin, only 99 cents during April. Participating restaurants only. 625, I'm Mark Jeffrey Airborne. Today's hottest music is on Power 92.
Today's hottest music is on Power 92, 6:30. There are too many people here. Everybody go home. Go home.
No, I'm kidding. You've bummed everyone out suddenly.
No. We're already jammed in Marley's, and we got another 500-700 people. Hang tight. Got any Suns fans still in line? Suns fans. Wait a minute. Somebody has stolen Maggie.
No, Bruce, I'm here. I thought I'd stand over here by the cheerleaders.
This is the Pump Up the Playoffs party.
Yeah.
We've got tickets to Sunday's game. We also have a trip for two to go to Portland for Tuesday night's game. That should be the final game of the series, right, everybody?
Right.
Tuesday night in Portland. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And we have breakfast for $1.92. All the money goes to the people in Oklahoma City through the Boys and Girls Club Red Cross.
Relief.
Everybody in line, do me a favor. And the line is going from Marley's at 1st and Washington. It's going west around Washington and then north up 2nd.
Oh, my God.
So just please be patient. Right. We're going to try and get everybody in and everybody out. And the guys will be showing up later on this morning, all right? Although once they see the crowd, I don't know.
Oh, I think they love the crowds.
Scary.
I think they love the crowds.
Who do you have over here? What's going on?
I'm going to talk to the cheerleaders. Where are you guys from? Wait, maybe
Cortez?
I need just one person. Where are you from?
Cortez.
From Cortez, and are you cheerleaders normally during the year?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
They've made it up. They're cheerleaders for the Suns,
great.
Though.
Great, that's
I'll
fine.
Give you a quick little update here.
And by the way, they are probably the worst-dressed people. Oh, my God, there's more of them.
Oh, my. I think they're all from Cortez,
but
too.
Maggie, why are they all wearing mismatched clothing?
Why are you wearing all the crazy clothes?
How come none of the clothes?
Initiated.
Okay, we're back. It's 6:35 back here at Marley. Somebody pulled the plug on us.
Yeah, all right.
This is Power 92. We'll talk to the Cortez cheerleaders in just a second, okay? Hi, cheerleaders. Hi, ladies.
Hi!
Say, go, Maggie, go.
Go, Maggie, go.
Go, Maggie, go.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear. All
What's
right.
up?
I'm just going to do a quick rundown here of the news. Was Phoenix really a target of the bombers in Oklahoma City? The FBI says no. The quote is, the FBI has no knowledge of any evidence to the effect that McVeigh or anyone else plotted to bomb the federal building in Phoenix or any other federal facility here. But the newspaper that reported the idea of this diary with a plan to bomb Phoenix, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, says it stands by its story. Meantime, the manhunt for John Doe number 2 continues, and authorities have this grim comment. They feel as long as John Doe 2 is on the loose, there's a chance for another bombing. And now let's just swing right on to the fact that the Suns meet the Portland Trailblazers tonight, round one of the playoffs, and they will triumph.
Yes.
Do we have a quick cheer here for the Suns?
Here we go, Phoenix! Here we go!
Okay, I think they could do that forever. We're going up to 90 today. Right now it's 67 degrees. We're live at Dan Marley's downtown on Power 92.
92.3, Power 92. This is the rhythm of the night. It's
the rhythm of the night. 6:37, today's hottest music is on Power 92. Hello, Suns fans. Hi. We're live at Marley's.
I know what you do.
Today's hottest music is on Power 92. Bruce and Mag live at Marley's. Hello, Suns fans. There are too many people here today, Maggie.
I'll tell you what, they're not too many people. They're all wonderful Suns fans. It's great to see all of you guys.
You know what? We should be in Washington, D.C., where nobody would show up for the Bullets, and then we wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, no. Everyone here, and almost everyone is in purple.
I'm going to go back here to the back of the line. People have been waiting here since 1 in the morning. Hi, guys. Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
really want a t-shirt. I'm going to pee in my pants if I don't get a Marley shirt. Hold on. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you? I'm Bruce. Hey, you know, Dan and Tina are going to have a baby. What would you name it if it's a boy?
Maggie.
Think about it. Right off the top of your head.
Who? Danny.
Danny Jr.?
Yeah.
And Danetta if it's a girl?
Yeah.
Danielle?
Oh, that's touching and sweet, Bruce. I'm glad, yeah.
Danetta?
And I'm sure that Dan wants a poll taken about the name of
his
child.
Oh, come on. Lighten up, Maggie. God. Wow. Who's this morning?
Brooke.
How you doing? Brick?
Brooke.
Oh, Brooke. Hi, Brooke. Brooke. Brick. Whatever. What would you name Dan's Dan and Tina's baby? KJ.
That's good.
Okay, good. All right. Who else needs a t-shirt here?
See, Bruce, you're taking your life in your hands. These people are crazy.
You know. Yeah. Maggie.
See, that was a dangerous thought.
Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie and I have done a lot of radio. Mag?
Yeah.
Maggie and I have done a lot of radio shows all over the valley, all over the world. But this, hold on.
Yeah, they're nearly killing.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
But this is one of the largest shows.
People are just stealing shirts.
We have ever done. Hold on a sec. Hold on. We got these Power Playoff shirts. Hang on. I'm going to try and get near the end of the line here. How you doing? There you go. All you get is a handshake, no t-shirt. Oh, hi. How are you? Things are fine. How are you doing? Did you bring some latkes?
No, not today, but I'll make you some.
Okay, that's super.
We need some coffee talk.
Here, have a t-shirt there. Give one to Rachel.
Bruce,
who's this? Who's this Suns fan?
This is Vicky.
How you doing, Vicky? Did I spit in your face?
Yes.
That's okay. It's purple and orange spit. Who's this?
Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you? All the way from New York? Really? Is this the lady that looks like Patrick Ewing?
Hey, little, Bruce.
Yeah, Mac.
We have some. I see just at the corner a whole bunch of teeny weeny Sun fans, little boys about your Suns.
Oh
age,
man, this is yeah.
And they're all dressed up in Suns outfits. Hi, you guys. I don't know whether they know who I am. You should go talk to them. They're about your son's age. They're about 8 or 9 years old.
I'm going down here on the corner. Now I got to tell everybody back here in the back, okay? Listen, we expected maybe a couple hundred. I mean, you know, you guys are dedicated Suns fans. We did not expect the 1,000 people that are here this morning.
With
the police
big signs,
just told us.
Bruce.
So you guys, can you remain patient? Everybody patient? Everybody bring clean underwear because we're going to be here through the game tonight, isn't it, tomorrow?
I'm afraid so.
No joke. Oh, no, Barney doll. Oh, somebody brought a Barney doll. Oh, what's your little guy's name?
Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. Watch this. Close your eyes, Cameron, and Barney will talk to you. Well, how you doing, Cameron? Hello. This kid's looking at me like, who is this big fat dope?
I have a little girl who's a Suns fan. Can you talk to me, honey? What's your name?
Cassie.
Cassie, are you a Suns fan?
Oh, we got more doors.
Can you say go Suns?
Go Suns. Let me hear her again.
Good. Say again.
Go Suns.
Yeah. Can go I get a go Suns from the back of the line?
Go Suns!
All right. Hang tight, okay? Dan's going to be here in just a little while. They got the shoot-around happening at 9. And gosh knows who Dan's going to bring with him. So, and once again, let's remember, not only are we here to cheer on the Suns, but we're also here with the Boys and Girls Club for the Oklahoma City bombing victims with the Red Cross effort. And all the breakfasts that are sold this morning for $1.92 and any other donations you'd like to give us will certainly be appreciated.
Yeah, we have a big fishbowl here for anybody who just wants to toss in some money.
Oh, by the way, you guys in line, I forgot to show. Watch, Maggie.
Uh-oh.
You think the t-shirts are crazy? Yeah. What are these right here? Game tickets.
You know, and Bruce, I wouldn't do that if I were you. People will kill you.
Okay, we're going to start the game tickets in just a few minutes and register to win a trip for two to go see him in Portland Tuesday. It's all happening at Marley's, and it's all happening live on Power 92.
A child's life.
Hey, this is Bruce Kelly. See you this Saturday, April 29th for April Pools Day, noon to 3 at Encanto Park. Let's all team up to help reduce childhood drowning. Hey, everybody ready for Trash Disco? You like Trash Disco, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Sing a disco song. Sing me a Bee Gees song.
No, I'm not gonna.
No, come on, sing me a Bee Gees song. You gotta do it. I'm on the radio. Come on, for Jets and Sticks and Snotsdale. Say Snotsdale.
Snotsdale.
There you go. Jets and Sticks, home of Trash Disco every Tuesday night. The big happy hour happening tonight at 4. Pay-per-view games will be there later on this evening, as they are here at Marley's. But every place is going to be packed tonight. So whether it's Marley's or Jets and Sticks, check out the pay-per-view. Next Friday is Cinco de Mayo. And weirdly enough, this year's Cinco de Mayo happens on May 5th.
The 5th of May, yes.
The 5th.
I don't know why it worked out that
way. It's usually on the 3rd.
Right.
But the big Cinco de Mayo party next week is going to be a trip for two to Cabo San Lucas at Jets and Sticks. So I'll see you there every Tuesday. Trash disco, just like this. Where? Jets and Sticks in Schnauzdale. Today's hottest music is on Power 92, 655, 5 before 7. I think it's time we figure out some way to give away some tickets.
I think so.
Some tickets.
Yeah.
Maggie and I are outside. We got hundreds outside, hundreds inside of Marley's. We got to build a bigger club.
That's right.
We got to tell Dan about that later on. Hold on. We'll give away some tickets in a minute here on Power 92.
And avoid things I'm missing.
KFR Glendale Phoenix. Today's hottest music is on Power 92. Here he is up in the Camelback Toyota Power Plane. Marco, you got an aerial view of this nut house in Marley's? Fly over downtown.
Be right with you there, Bruce. Right with you there, Bruce. Got to take care of a couple of things.
All right.
Come back after Maggie.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Marco's handling a traffic problem. We'll get back to that. So,
Well, I wanted to just talk about, you know, the playoffs. Last night, just to give you those results, New York won, Indiana won, Utah won, Seattle won. Today's games, Chicago at Charlotte, Boston at Orlando, Denver at San Antonio, and, of course, Portland at... Portland at the Suns.
Can I get a cheer? Everybody repeat after me. Bite me, Portland!
Bite me, Portland!
Bite me, Portland!
Bite me, Portland!
Bite me, Connie Chung.
Hey!
They'll say anything.
You got crazy.
They'll say anything here.
That's right. And look, we're outside. We have thousands of people outside, and then the Marley's is completely
full. So everybody
full.
Hang tight. This guy says, we'll dance for tickets on the inside of Marley's.
I need tickets, please. We'll dance for tickets.
Hey, these are really cool tickets, too. It's got
you know what?
It's got Boys to Men.
You're taking your wife and you know, I don't know. He's waving the tickets around, and you know, there are people here who will grab them and kill you.
Okay, well.
So I would.
Then you get what you've always wanted.
It'd be a dream come. No.
Okay, this is what we're going to do in a few minutes. I want you guys. Can you guys hear me all the way at the end of the line, about a half mile away? Can you guys hear me down there?
Raise your hand
off
if you can hear us.
Off the Pepsi Power Blaster.
Raise your hand if you can hear us.
Stick your tongues out if you can hear us.
Okay, so it only goes halfway down the line.
Isn't that pretty? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hang tight with us, okay? We got the breakfast happening, but in just a few minutes, I'm going to go up and down the line and all through the club. I'm going to play my stupid game, a number from 1 to 92, okay? I'm going to be thinking of a number from 1 to 92. You get that number right, and you tell me why I'm thinking of that number, and I'll start handing out tickets. Are you guys ready for that? Okay, all right. Up now to the Camelback Toyota Power Plane. You okay, Mark?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. It's a lovely day, as a matter of fact. But I'm thinking the folks up around the top of the Squappy Parkway aren't thinking so. They've got a new barricade situation, new construction situation for you this morning. Southbound 32nd Street, you're south of Cheney, you pass the McDonald's there, you know, and you're thinking, oh, I'm pretty hungry and stuff. Anyway, all of a sudden, you lose your right lane. We've got a huge delay on 32nd Street southbound approaching Shea. Shea Boulevard's heavy anyway, westbound approaching the top of the Squappy Parkway, all of which means, you know, you're going to need to leave early or better yet, pick an alternate route like Cave Creek or Tatum Boulevard. And we have an accident inbound Grand Avenue and 35th Avenue. We're going to swing by and have a look at that in just a minute. Introducing the new Astro Air Heat Pump from Gettle Air Conditioning. Highest efficiency with a 10-year compressor warranty. Call Gettle 275-1515. I'm Arch Every Airborne. Today's hottest music is on Power 92.
Okay, back here at Marley's. All right, I'm going to think of a number from 1 to 92. Everybody thinking about it for a second?
All right.
Think about it. Hold on. I'm going to start taking guesses in a minute.
Number and why?
The number and why. A number from 1 to 92. But hold on. Let me get into the club.
All right, now this is
really... Because I've completely forgotten about all these people in the club.
Oh.
I didn't forget about you. Excuse me, dudes.
The roar goes up.
Okay, I'm back inside. Hello! Hi. Hey. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at you! Crank it up! Crank it up! Help, Maggie!
They're insane in there, Bruce.
Help me! Help me!
They're insane.
Do you know what, though? I think the lady...
Yeah?
I think the lady... Where's the lady that's wearing the Suns dress?
Where's the lady
that's wearing the Suns card? There she is.
Where she is, okay.
This lady was first in line this morning.
You want me to get over to her?
She's got the Suns dress on.
Okay, here. I have her, Bruce.
She's got the Suns dress on. What's your name again, honey?
Terry Brown.
Hi, Terry. I think we give a pair of tickets to Terry, yeah? Listen to this place. Maggie?
Bruce, I'm slightly afraid.
Maggie?
Yeah? Yes?
Help.
Yeah, we could die this way, you know that?
Okay, did you guys get the contest? I'm going to be thinking of a number from 1 to 92, and in a few minutes, I'm going to go, hold on. We're going to be taking guesses. Everybody hang tight. We're live at Marley's on Power 92. DLC, today's hottest music is on... Guys are weak.
All right, we'll try again.
Today's hottest music is on. The Suns are number
one.
Bite me.
Four.
Ah, they're filling in the blanks. Does anybody have a number? Anybody got a number? What's the number? Why not? Okay, hold on. We're going to give away a pair of tickets coming up. A number for... don't worry, we're not going to forget. Inside the club. Hello.
Oh, they're insane in there,
outside
too.
Inside the club. Hello. We're here at Marley's. Come and join us live on Power 92. Here we're live at Marley's on Power 92 at 7:15.
Yeah, Bruce is inside and he's being mobbed.
Hello,
by people.
Hello, Arizona.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, these are Suns fans.
I can get the outside
Hold
going,
on.
Bruce.
Hold on. I'm gonna do the number thing in a minute. Can anybody even hear me in here? I gotta go back and say hi to my friends. Let's hear it for the kitchen staff here at Marley's that's working real hard.
Yeah,
kitchen
staff. They're serving a nice breakfast. They're serving French toast sausage,
hey,
fruit and juice.
Here's my man Juan. Hi, Juan.
Hi, man.
How you doing, buddy? Listen to this. All this applause is for the kitchen staff and Marley's. Crank it up.
Oh, man, this is crazy. All right. Okay,
you gonna relax. Do the numbers?
Dan's gonna be down here in just a little while, okay? Getting ready for the shoot around, which happens. I think practice starts at 9. So, Dan, you guys want to see Dan, right?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Now, everybody be cool. I've got these tickets for Sunday's game. Okay.
If you wave them around again, you are just taking your life
Maggie,
in your hands.
Maggie, this lady is trying to make me eat a pom-pom.
Uh-huh. No. Stay
now,
away from him.
If they were doing this down my pants, this might feel good. But hi,
Bruce?
Ladies. Who are the pom-pom girls?
Josie,
a number from 1 to 92. Which one and why?
9.
Why? Okay, bye. Okay. A number from 1 to 92. Who are you?
Number 14.
Why?
Because it's 1 for Power 92.
Nope. Who's this?
Rebette.
Hey, what's the number from 1 to 92 and why?
34.
Why?
Barkley.
See ya. What's your name, dude?
Andrew.
What's the number from 1 to 92?
9.
Why?
Because Dan Marley's number.
Sorry, dude. Sorry about that. What's your name, dude?
Nathan.
What is it, Nathan? What's that number and why?
7.
Why?
Because it's Kevin Johnson.
You guys better think harder. No way. What? Hey, Mambo, what's the number?
I think it's 34.
Why?
You like Barkley, man.
No. You guys are thinking wrong. You guys, hold on. What's the number and why? What's your name?
3, because that's how many games it's going to take to beat Portland.
You are absolutely wrong.
Bruce, you tease.
His kid pooped in his pants.
Aww.
Well, hold on. What's that?
92.
Why?
Because it's number 1.
Too obvious.
Cute.
Who's this? What's your name?
Bob.
What's your name? What's your name, Bob?
Bob.
You win, Bob. No. What's the number and why?
1.
Why?
Why? Because son's the number 1.
That's why we call you Bob. Sorry. What?
Oh, they're getting
hey,
surly. They're getting
surly. Are you
surly.
From Jersey?
From New York.
I'm going to kick your ass and rip your tires off. What are you talking about, man?
Don't forget about that either.
Okay, all right. Who's this?
Darren.
What's the number and why?
15.
Why?
Who wins 15 games wins the championship?
Nope, sorry.
I like the thought, though.
No, sorry. Hold on.
Just give me the ticket.
Oh, shut up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Relax. What's the number?
2.
Why?
2nd in the conference.
No. What's the number?
24.
Why?
That's the address here.
I know it.
Okay, all right. Wait. Everybody calm down, because what's your name?
LeJean.
All right, hey, hold on. Everybody calm down. I want dead silence, because LeJean knows it. And if LeJean doesn't know it,
then I want you to laugh real loud at LeJean, okay? Dead silence, like this is a golf match, all right? Hold on. LeJean, what is the number?
69.
See ya, LeJean.
Hey, Bruce?
I ain't even dealing with that one.
Well, let's take a break before they get all crazy.
Okay, hold on. We'll get some more numbers coming up. We're at Marley's. We're live on Power. LeJean, man, you dog.
We're live on Power 92.
Power 92.
On Power 92. Anybody got a number to win these tickets? Okay. All right. We're here live in Marley, 725. Let's go up and check traffic in the Camelback Toyota Power Plane. Mark Jeffrey.
We've got a huge delay in the Squaw Peak Parkway, 51 southbound from, oh heck, Indian School to the what we call a short stack. That's where 10, 202, 51 all come together. There's an accident in those ramps earlier. Anyway, the lanes are clear, but you're going to have about 2 extra miles of slow and go. And we've also got that big delay, construction delay. Shouldn't be there, but it is this morning. Surprise, surprise. 32nd Street southbound, just south of Shea. And expect the problems on inbound I-10 up from Ahwatukee. You have 2 accidents, one near Elliott, one near the Broadway curb. Hey, your local John Deere dealer and agency equipment rentals and sales in Phoenix has deer season savings right now on riders and walk behind. Nothing runs like a deer. 727, I'm Art Jeffrey Airborne. Today's hottest music is on Power 92.
Don't even like to think about it.
Hang on, hang on, everybody. Suns fans here with Power 92.
Hello.
They're inside, they're outside. The breakfast is going on. It looks like we're raising a lot of money for the Red Cross, thanks to the Boys and Girls Club, which is one of our favorite charities that we love to work for, and of course, Dan Marley's. And they're taking all the money from the breakfast this morning. How's that French toast? Is it good?
Anyways, it smells good, yeah. I'll tell you that. I can't wait to have a little bit.
And we're going to get all that money to Oklahoma City. Now, Maggie's going to tell you more about that coming up, but I got to give away a pair of tickets. I got all these tickets.
All right.
Now, hold on. Where's my man with the number? Hold on. Let me talk to Rick. Rick, what was Rick's from Valley Aluminum? What's that number and why from 1 to 92?
All right. Number 15.
Why?
Danny Mannins.
You win.
No. You win. That's it. Oh, my God.
You win.
For Danny
was that
Manning.
It, Maggie? Was that it?
Wow.
I can't help it if he guessed it.
Oh,
I can't
my
help
God.
It. I didn't know what he was going to do. Let's hear it for Rick. Now, guess what? Keep your number because I'm going to do another one real quick. I can't do anything right.
No. They're all insane, Bruce.
I can't do anything right. Don't worry. We got more. I still got a handful of tickets. And by the way, don't forget, everybody, you're registered to win a trip for two to Portland to go see the Suns. Anybody want to go to Portland on the road with the Suns? Yeah. And I didn't forget everybody in the back. In fact, let me see if this works. In the back room of Marley's, can you hear me? No, they don't have the speakers on in there.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have to go back in there and talk to them. Maggie's got a power update at 7:30.
Yeah, just something quick. I just want to tell you that there are reports. John Doe, number 2, the suspected second bomber in the Oklahoma City bombing case, may be from Kingman. There are reports that he is a graduate of Kingman High School. There are also other reports that he has been working in Kingman. All these pieces of information give you the idea that maybe they're closer to getting this guy, because one thing that the FBI and the federal authorities have been saying is that they have to keep looking for John Doe number 2, because as long as he's on the loose, there's a chance that there'll be another bombing.
There goes the news.
My news is sort of flying away. Is Phoenix really a target of the bombers in Oklahoma City? The FBI says no, so maybe we can breathe a quiet sigh of relief for that. New movies in the Valley this weekend. Destiny turns on the radio with Quentin Tarantino, Top Dog with Chuck Norris, and Village of the Damned. Have you seen the previews
Village
for that?
Village of the Damned.
And tonight, the Suns meet the Portland Trail Blazers, round one of the playoffs.
Bite me, Portland! Bite me, Portland!
Bite me,
Cater Lee!
No, stop it! And I just want to say it's going up to 90 this afternoon. Right now, it's already 67 degrees. We're live at Dan Marley's downtown on Power 92.
Phoenix. If you're interested in seeing what a real live Power 92 DJ looks like, here's your chance.
Okay, tonight is the Sharks Party with Super Snake. He's going to be at Sharks, 3rd Avenue, just west of Scottsdale Road. Shark does that that sharky, snaky, licky, licky thing tonight.
Oh, yeah, that licky thing.
The,
I don't know what that is.
I don't want to know
what that is.
With Snake.
It's
and then tomorrow, I want you to join me live on Power 92 in Encanto Park. Starting at noon, we're going to do April Fool's Day. We'll be talking about water safety with the Phoenix Fire Department. And I think I fly in on a helicopter.
Cool.
The AeroVac.
Yeah.
Which I've been in a couple of times, but for other reasons.
Yeah, broken bones.
I'll see you over there at the Encanto Park tomorrow from noon to 3. And then Zazoo Head Maggie will be
at... That's right, Zazoo, Saturday night.
Ladies' night. Maggie's going to be giving away trips to Cabo at Zazoo, Camelback, and 10th Street in Phoenix. And we're live here at Dan Marley's on Power 92.
Today, hottest music is on Power 92.
Okay, more Suns tickets. Who wants them? Don't worry, I'll be back inside, okay?
They're gonna kill us.
Dan's gonna be here in just a few minutes, okay? And it's the big pump up the playoffs party and also helping out Oklahoma City here this morning. All at Marley's, 7:40. Today's hottest music is
Don't
on
kill
Power
us!
92. Calm down, man. Today's hottest music is on Power 92. Good morning, Suns fans all over the valley. Here at Marley's, it's 7:45. Just, sir, put your dog down. Your dog is getting very excited,
oh, yeah,
and we don't need to see that.
That's a huge dog.
A huge dog there. Keep your dog down.
What kind of dog is that?
How's everybody doing inside of Marley's? Everybody still there? Oh, they're dying in there.
Do you want me to get in there, or are we going to do the numbers?
No, I'm going to do the numbers out here because
okay.
I gave him a chance in there. And I'm going to be. You guys want to win inside of Marley's, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're nutty
okay,
there.
They're inside. We had over 1,000 people here today.
Oh, God.
Dan's going to be here in a few minutes. I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 92. Here are Suns tickets. Row 7, Sunday's game.
Row 7?
Okay, who's this? What's the number 1 to 92 and why?
Teresa, number 15.
Why number 15?
Annie Manning.
He just guessed that. That's your guess. No, it's not it. It's a brand new number. Who's this?
Angel.
Angel, how are you?
What's the number and why? 1 to 92.
28, because it's the night of the game.
Nope. Who's this, my friend? Oops. Who's, who's this, my friend with the tattoos? Come on over here, dude. What's your name?
My name's Gary.
Okay, Gary, what's the number from 1 to 92 and why?
It's Dan Marley, number 9.
No, sorry about that. Hold on. How about my Suns fan right here? This guy has every autograph from every Sun who's ever played in the past, like, 10 years. Come on over. You want to take a guess for the tickets? What's the number from 1 to 92 and why?
45.
Why?
The only player on the Suns to be in playoffs all the time.
Nope, not at all. Nope, sorry. Hold on. What's the number, dude, and why?
30.
Why?
Just felt like it.
Okay, that's all right. What's your name?
Isidro.
Okay, Isidro, what's the number and why?
50.
50? 50? Why?
I said 15.
Okay, 15, why?
He doesn't know.
That's okay, we already had 15 guests, all right?
Okay.
Hold on, what's your name, sweetie?
Elise.
What's the number and why?
Number 1, because we're going to be number 1 in the playoffs.
That sounds good, but that's wrong. Hold on, what's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, why? What number?
2.
Why?
Because we're second in the series.
No, not at all. Hold on a second, what's your name, ma'am, and what's the number?
Terry.
7. Yeah, 7, why?
KJ.
Nope, not at all. You gotta start thinking. What's your name? What's your name?
Erlinda.
And what's the number?
2. 2 long socks, Elliot Perry.
Oh, cute.
Oh, but that was good. you gotta be a real Suns fan to know this stuff, to win these tickets. Let me wade through here, okay? Let me get some more people in here.
All right, Bruce,
on the
you're
inside.
Taking your life in your hands
now.
Oh,
this is fun. This is my job, and I love it. What's your name?
Margaret.
Margaret, what's the number and why?
5.
Why?
Oh, you want
The series in, before we got Barkley, Lionel had said, we need to get Barkley.
Nope, not at all. Nope. No, it's not. You're telling me what it's...
She says, yes, it is.
Yes, that's the number. What's your name?
Robert.
What's the number, Robert? 1 to 92.
22, Danny.
Why?
Because it might be his last year. Danny.
Nope. Sorry about that.
All right, now Bruce
Who's
is moving
guess?
Into
Who's
the
got
bar.
Who's got a guess? What's your name?
Cindy.
Hello, Marley's. Hello. Cindy?
Number 19.
Why?
That was the day of the bombing?
No. Oh, man.
No, we're thinking perky thoughts.
Oh, Cindy, babe.
No, perky thoughts.
I am not that warped. Oh, man.
I'll tell you.
All right, who did I miss? Wait, I did that side. Let me go to this side over here. What's your name?
Mark.
What? Why? What number? 1 to 92.
59. Number of wins we had this season.
Nope. What's your name?
Angie.
What's the number?
26.
Why?
That's my age.
Nope. Man.
Well, Bruce, let's take a break. Man.
What's your name, honey?
Janet.
Janet, thanks for being here with Power 92. What's the number and why?
92, because Power 92 is number one.
Thank you. Give me a big kiss. But you're wrong. What's your name? What's the number and why?
Dolly 33, your waistline.
She believes you. You almost give it to her just
for that.
I'm
going to give her to it just for that. Even though I'm a 38. What's your name?
Leslie.
What, Les?
3 for the number it's going to take to win the first round.
No, but good guess. What's the number? What's your name?
Carol. 12 for Richard Dumas.
No. What's your name?
Irma.
What is it?
59.
Why?
That's how many games they've won.
Nope. Somebody just guessed that a minute ago. You already won tickets. Hi, Mom.
58.
Why?
Games we won.
Why? No. 59 was what we won. What's the number and why? Come on, Mom. Is that your guess? Okay, that's it. Who's the lady with Go Suns on her thighs?
Carrie.
What's the number and why? 1 to 92.
19, because that's how many games it'll take us to win the championship.
No!
All right, people.
Come on, who's a real Suns fan?
We've got to really start thinking about it.
Okay, we're here live in Marley's. Hold on. What's your name?
Fran.
Why Fran?
Hi.
What number?
44.
Why?
It was Paul Westfall's phone.
No.
All right, Bruce, I'm going to have to start giving hints.
What, Maggie?
I'm going to have to start giving out hints.
Okay, you want some hints? Think Portland Trailblazers. Think Portland Trailblazers.
Right, let them think and we'll come back.
Should I let her? Hold on. Think yeah. Portland Trailblazers. We'll take some more guesses coming up. Join us at Marley's. Dan will be here in a few minutes. And we are live on Power 92.
After 3 years.